It's time for Bob's No Egg Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
We are going to be talking fuel dock safety today. Angie Cook, Marina Operations Manager at Marine Max, will be with us later in the program. And we're going to do some boating education and safety information with Ed Huntsman from New Orleans. He's the U.S. Coast Guard's recreational boating education guy for District 8, which we are in. But first off, we're going to talk about a lake race as it's concluded. And our first guest on the show is Brad Harrington, our dock reporter from Lake Race 2017.
Brad, it was sure great working with you, man.
Great. Thank you, Bob. It was wonderful to work with you guys, too. It was a lot of fun down there working with you and the rest of the crew and getting to see all the boat racers. And, man, it was a great race, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Even though we had a slight rain delay late in the afternoon before the Extreme Class ran, it was a perfect day. Weather conditions were great. All the drivers and teams were thrilled with, the activity that was going on around, not only with the Friday night street meet, but with the races on Saturday. And several of them stuck around for the fun run on Sunday. Brad, let's talk a little bit about these different winners from the different classes. Maybe we start with the pontoons, huh?
Yeah, pontoons. Boy, it was a great class. We even had more than just the Doors crew. Jim and his wife, had their sons come out and race with them this year. And then Wake Effects had one of their pontoons in it, and so did Big Thunder. So it was great to see that class grow to be five pontoons this year.
Well, I think now that we've got that established again, it'll continue to grow, let's hope. Let's move on. Let's do Class 2 next.
Okay, Class 2. Class 2, of course, was the Bat Boat, Marine Max, Wide Open, and Speed Racer. And that was a great class again this year. I know that Randy Kent with Speed Racer was having a little bit of trouble with his boat this year, and so was Marine Max. But it was a great class. Wide Open actually walked away with that one, and I was afraid that they were going to break out of their class, but they didn't, and they held on for the win and beat out the Bat Boat with Elliot Gray in it.
Class 4, that was pretty good competition right there, too.
Yeah, Edward J. Painting, those guys and that little cat with the single outboard, that thing is from Turkey. He bought that and brought that over here and has been racing it here, and boy, it was on rails the whole time.
Six boats in class number 5, and winners coming out, Billy Allen and his crew.
Yeah, the local guys. It was great to see the father and son team come away with a win on that one. Midwest Boat Party was right behind him, but Allen Lawn Care just ran a phenomenal race.
And then the Super V Lights, a couple of boats competed there.
Yeah, Boat Floater came up from Sarasota with the Kilgalls in it. They have a local sponsor here at the lake, and that team, that Extreme Boat is what that is, the manufacturer of that boat, and that boat was just on rails as well. And it had another father and son team in it, and those guys are hard to beat, so it was hard for the DPM Motorsports to keep up with them.
Then we move on to the Super Stocks. Nice four-team race there.
Yeah, that one was a shocker, wasn't it? Wow. F&J Propeller hardly ever has a glitch at all. And Gary Blue is just the iconic perfectionist when it comes to his boat. And as it shows in his track record, he has won so many races. And he was running away with the class and all of a sudden pulled off. He evidently had an ignition problem, and so he had to pull off the course. And then the next boat coming down was Brian Beckley in the TNT Caddyshack golf carts entry, and he lost a rod. And so that left just Nick's Creative Marine and CNR Racing, the local crew. Now, both of those guys, they have new boats in the works, getting ready to come out with new canopy boats to race in that class. And the local boat ended up second, CNR Racing, and Nick's Creative Marine ended up with the win. And they were just ecstatic for that.
The last two classes, Super Cat and Extreme, both of them had a couple of very unusual things that happened. And let's do the Super Cat first. Winner was WHM, and these guys, it was great to see them back here at our lake race. Of course, we had Performance Boat Center in there, Cleveland Construction, MCON, their first race, and HP Mafia, the local guys. But the award ceremony turned out to be kind of interesting with that check presentation.
Yeah, it sure did. Billy Moff has been around the sport forever, and he just loves to race. And no matter what, he wants to see more races all the time. And after his win, it was wonderful to see him graciously take his winnings and donate it back to the Lake Race and to the charities in which that you guys support.
Yeah, $10,000 check back to Lake Race, so that's certainly appreciated. We do thank
him. But, you know, he had to work for that to get that. He ran one heck of a race. He got to that inside line and would not give it up to Myrick and John on from Performance Boat Center.
Well, the last group out was the Extreme Class, and we had Wake Effect, CMS, American Ethanol, the Cat Can Do Boat, and Alex and Ani. So let's talk about what happened there. This was a very interesting situation.
Boy, it was. It was a wonderful race, and it was great to have that one at the end because that's where all the excitement was. Wake Effect came out, and him and CMS, of course, they used to travel as a two-boat crew. Now they've bought their own boat. Wake Effects has bought the boat from Bob Bull, and they're racing it themselves, and they ran away, and they were just out in front and setting the pace for everyone, and with CMS pretty close behind them. And then they had a water leak issue. They actually had a water intake hose come off, and so they lost the water pressure, so they pulled off to the side, as amazed you and I and everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that left the door open for CMS, Bob Bull and Randy Sism to come in the 52-foot MTI, and to take the lead. They were running away with the class at that point. Then you and I, we noticed that, wow, they're taking a corner there, and that one side looks awful deep in the water. Well, it was. That whole side of the sponson, the right side sponson, was full of water. So they raced over to the crane and got that boat out of the water before it sunk. That left the fight between American Ethanol, Cat Can Do, and Alex and Ani. And wow. So the way that turned out is Alex and Ani had actually had motor troubles earlier in the race and pulled off. And it was hard to understand how many laps that they were down. They were actually lapped by the field. And American Ethanol was still out and going good. They just didn't have the speed that CMS and Wake Effects did, but they were setting their own pace. And so they were all of a sudden in first place. Then Alex and Ani was coming up strong, and American Ethanol, as you can recall, they're on the last two laps, they started to slow. Well, come to find out, one of their motors ran out of fuel. So they were limping around trying to make the laps, get all the laps in and complete the race, and Alex and Ani came out of nowhere and was running just flawlessly and came around and actually passed American Ethanol, Cat Can Do, at the end, at the finish line. However, they, upon review of the video, Alex and Ani were cutting the course. They were missing one buoy on that upriver side. Oh. You know, Bob, how there's kind of a dog leg in this course?
Right.
They were missing that buoy. And so because they were missing that buoy, they incurred a penalty every time they missed that, and that moved them down to second place. So American Ethanol actually is the champion of the Extreme Class for 2017 at the Lake Race.
Well, and that's a long race, too. It's 12 laps, over 50 miles total on that short course there at Lake of the Ozarks. Well, it's been an exciting Offshore Powerboat Association race, the Lake Race 2017. We appreciate you coming up and being with us here. Now, you and I are going to be traveling down to Grand Lake, Oklahoma for the Glock Performance Boat Shootout in July. That'll be the 15th and 16th. Some of these guys will be there. We'll see some additional boats that are coming in, and looks like we've got a pretty good field of boats that are going to be there for this third year for the Glock Shootout. So we'll see you in Oklahoma.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. It looks like this Oklahoma event is growing every year. It's exciting to see the enthusiasm with the group that's putting it on down there, and I know a lot of the racers are looking forward to it as well.
Brad Harrington, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you in Oklahoma.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
And that Glock Shootout is coming up July 15th and 16th at Grand Lake, Oklahoma. Our hourly broadcast sponsor is going to be Performance Boat Center. Surprise there, huh? The broadcast booth sponsor, which actually is a broadcast boat sponsor, is WIA Insurance and our good friend Chris Wagner. And then our hourly top speed sponsor this year is going to be Polylift Boat Lift. So you're going to be hearing a lot about them on the broadcast down there at Grand Lake. The guys from Towboat US were very busy this past week, and of course with Lake Race they were out in full force as well, safety boat operations, if you will, but they had to pull a couple of boats off the bottom of Lake of the Ozarks this past week. One was a fire and sank, one was some kind of a mechanical problem and sank, but we got both of those off.
Thanks to the help of Boat U.S. and Towboat U.S., Lake of the Ozarks, Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson. Both these guys, Captain Charlie and Captain Dave, do some great work. If you're not a member of Boat U.S. and Towboat package, you need to get it. You can call them at 573-216-4701. Or you can go on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Click the Boat U.S. or the Towboat U.S. logos. Take you right in there. You can sign up online at $72 a year and includes your membership and unlimited fresh water towing. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. It's a Saturday morning, and we are going to be talking boating education, what kinds of safety equipment you need, with U.S. Coast Guard Recreational Boating Safety Director. His name is Ed Huntsman. He's next on the Boat U.S. guest line. Don't go away. We're on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9, plus live streaming audio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on Saturday morning here on News Talk KRMS. Good to have you with us this morning. Ed Huntsman is standing by. He is a United States Coast Guard Recreational Boating Information Coordinator out of New Orleans. He's standing by on our Boat U.S. guest line. Angie Cook from Marine Max is going to talk to us about fuel and fueling safety in just a little while. But first, I want to tell you about the pirate ship Calypso and their captain, Scallywag. Now, pirate captain of the Calypso has been involved with the sweet trade of piracy for as long as he can remember. Captain Scallywag spends his time sailing the waterways, having adventures, and when not in search of treasure, entertaining children of all ages with his live shows and appearances. Now, the great thing about this is that the pirate treasure hunt excursions are now available for you. Take the kids, the grandkids, you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a blast, and I can save you some money, too, if you'll make your reservations via the website and put in a special promo code. So here it is. Go to jollycharters.com, jollycharters.com, and when you get ready to check out there, you can pick your date that you want to go and so on and so forth. But there are a limited number of seats on each cruise, so take a close look at that. Make your reservations now, and then enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE, and you'll get $3 off every ticket that you purchase there. $3 off with the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you go to Jolly Charters to book your treasure hunt cruise aboard the Calypso cruise ship at the Jolly Rogers restaurant. 4.5 mile marker up in the Gravois. If you want more information, you can call them as well, 573-392-5390. The best way to do it is just get on the web, jollycharters.com, make your reservations, $3 off with the promo code NOWAKEZONE. Well, Memorial Day weekend is over. Lake race is over. And we're now looking forward to the Support the Troops poker run. We're going to talk more about that, of course, weeks ahead. Glock shootout down at Grand Lakes coming up, but right now it's a good time to talk. Anytime's a good time to talk about boating safety, and we have on our Boat U.S. guest line this morning from New Orleans at the United States Coast Guard office there, we have Ed Huntsman in charge of recreational boating education, and Ed, it's always great to have you on the show. Good morning.
Great to be back, Bob. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, we made it through Memorial Day okay, but you know, it's always a good time to sort of refresh, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't go out Memorial Day weekend because it's so crazy in many places. But tell me a little bit about your position, your job there in New Orleans with the Coast Guard. Kind of what's your overview of what you do?
Well, basically, what I do is work with the boating law administrators that administer the state boating programs in the 26 states that make up the 8th Coast Guard District, basically America's heartland. We stretch from the Appalachian Mountains to the Rocky Mountains, from the Gulf of Mexico up to Canada. So it's a lot of ground, a lot of inland waterways, and a lot of coast as well.
That's the is that the largest sector in the Coast Guard, the largest group?
No question about it. I always tease my friends up north in Alaska. They're their own little district in the entire state, but they're always talking about how they're bigger than Texas, but we managed to stay larger than Alaska as a district, so that's kind of fun.
That's great. Well, I know it's quite a job, and it is one that you put a lot of effort into every day. And let's talk a little bit about some of the basic safety equipment that, you know, not basic on size of boat or any of that, but just some of the basic safety equipment that boaters need to be sure that they have on board before they go anywhere.
Well, first and foremost, we always want folks wearing a life jacket, and that needs to be a Coast Guard-approved life jacket. And it really needs to be designed for the type of activity in which the wearer is engaged. So, for example, you wouldn't want typically somebody running around on a PWC, a jet ski, or a wave runner wearing one of the old Type 2 horse collar type of jackets. They really need to be wearing something that's called a Type 3 now, a little bit of extra flotation up front, but a universal type life jacket, something that you'll see commonly referred to as a ski vest, that's rated for that type of activity. Again, Coast Guard approved. In some cases, a lot of folks will have those horse collar type 2 orange life vests that go around your neck at the front for carriage, but they're not really comfortable to wear. So, again, you know, we always want folks wearing the life jacket that works, that's the one that they'll wear, and for that it needs to be comfortable. So many people choose an inflatable, and again, if you're just riding around in your open day cruiser or your patio boat or paddling around, an inflatable life jacket, depending on the type of activity, auto-inflatable or manual inflatable, is very comfortable. They have waist packs that go around your middle now that are very, very comfortable. A lot of people actually forget that they're even wearing them. And when they go into the water, if they can swim, they're good to go. If not, they pull the little tab and the life jacket inflates and provides them all the flotation they could possibly need until they can self-rescue or have somebody else come pick them up. So life jacket's number one. Number two, a throwable cushion. If somebody falls overboard, it gives you something to throw to them that will float and they can hang on to. And then, of course, we always encourage everybody to go out and get a vessel safety check, make sure your boat's ready to go, everything's up to date, all the equipment's working well. And it never hurts to take a boating education course just to brush up on your skill set, make sure you know what all the markers mean, gives you a chance to talk to other people in a class, find out if there's an area in the local waterway that you should or shouldn't be at. It's just a good chance to brush up on everything. And then first, in addition to all that, not a bad idea to get a good night's rest so that you're refreshed and ready to go for the day and thinking clearly.
Absolutely. Fire extinguishers, of course, signaling device of some kind, ignition, lanyard is always good on that type of boat, and an anchor or two would certainly add to your preparedness if something did happen out there. Ed, what about, I know I've been seeing and reading a lot of things these days about distracted operation, and, you know, it's happening more and more on the highways with, you know, cell phones, looking at texts and checking messages and that kind of stuff, stereos, you reach down to change the channel, and next thing you know, there's somebody in front of you. That distracted operation is really something to be mindful of.
Well, no doubt about it. Every year, it seems like the number one leading cause to boating casualties, particularly with recreational boaters, are distracted operators. And that leads to either collision with another recreational boat or a fixed object. Again, the number one and two causes of primary accident types, which lead to drowning or some type of trauma. Drowning, again, always number one with respect to causes of death and fatals, but distracted boating, and there's a lot to look at out there, especially with some of these new boats that are running around. I don't know if you've got folks out there that are on the jet levs or these little platforms that have water passing through them that provide an opportunity for people to get up above the water and float around a little bit, not unlike a James Bond type of thing. But, you know, when you see those things jetting around out there, it's pretty hard not to look at them. When you're not looking at where you're going, you can get in trouble pretty quick.
How right you are. Ed Huntsman's our guest, United States Coast Guard, recreational boating administrator for the folks down in New Orleans from the Coast Guard. Ed, we've got to take a little break here, and we're going to ask you about stand-up paddle boards next. That's a big deal now, and there's more and more people using them everywhere around the country. So let's talk about that when we bring you back in the next segment. Talking about visibility out on the water, you know, the first highly visible safety device is now on the market. It's called Down Alert PSD. It's for signaling boaters that have a person or potential hazard in the water. If they're coming up from behind or from the side, they may not see the person that's in the water that has fallen off maybe a ski, or maybe they've been tubing or wakeboarding and they're down in the water. This Down Alert PSD is a convenient little arm bracelet that you slip on your arm. And once you go down in the water, you pull it off, you slide it up, and you hold it up in the air. And it's an orange device, which got a reflective triangle on each side. So you can get your arm up near 2-3 feet, whatever, and it would give anyone approaching you some good visibility of where you are and the fact that you're out, you know, you're not being towed any longer. You're not up on skis or being on a wakeboard. Find out more by going to Down Alert PSD. That's Personal Safety Device. DownAlertPSD.com, or you can click the link on my website, BobsNoWakeZone.com, for some additional information. And to save some money on this, we're offering $3 off if you use the promo code NoWakeZone. So, yeah, do that. All right, take a break. We have to coming up. But we'll be back. Don't go away. We have more with Ed Huntsman coming up. Plus, we're going to talk with Angie Cook, the Marina Operations Manager at MAX. We're not going to be fueling around. We're going to talk fuel dock safety. Some good stuff to learn, no matter whether you have a boat or a PWC. Coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we're located at 104.9 FM, 97.5 FM, 1150 AM. Also on live streaming audio, click the KRMS link on my website, and you'll be taken right to the live streaming audio. All right, break time. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit BonnieLassCharters.com.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. I know Ed Huntsman snuck off to get a cup of coffee, and we'll catch up with him in just a moment as we resume our conversation. We're going to talk, what do you do if you do have a problem out on the water and you've got to get some help quick? We'll have some details. And we're going to talk about some of the boating education classes that are available for you he recommends. Let's see. The Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association is here to promote safety education work in concert with the Lake of the Ozarks Water Shed Alliance, with the Lake of the Ozarks Water Safety Council, with the Missouri Highway Patrol Water Patrol Division, United States Coast Guard, and the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, working with all those organizations for safer boating. Now, the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association is a group of dedicated U.S. Coast Guard licensed captains that are here to make your boating experience easy, safe, and fun. You can get more information, find a captain that'll be available for you, and you can do that by going to their website. It is LOTO
captain.com. You know, the home of the shootout is Captain Ron's, and it's also the official waterfront restaurant bar for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this year, and we welcome them on board. Captain Ron's at the 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach, and you can look them up on the website, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. Open every day at 11 o'clock, and boy, they've had some great weekends the last few. Ron was telling me that their Memorial Day weekend is one of the best they've ever had, and we thank you for making the trip to Captain Ron's. Tonight, it's Cricket Alley. Going to be there on stage from 8 until midnight, and they've got a whole list of all the entertainment. Sax on the Beach coming up next Monday. Lots of entertainment going on over there all summer long. Check out the website for the entertainment. And just go by, because you're going to find it a great place. They've got a beach. They've got several cabanas with fresh drinks and cold drinks. Got a great restaurant, air conditioned. Got a lot of fun. Go by Captain Ron's Bar and Grill, the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach. Or for more information, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. All right, take the phone off hold. I think Ed Huntsman is standing by. Recreational boating education from the U.S. Coast Guard out of New Orleans. And Ed, let's talk about the topic of what happens if you get in trouble out on the lake and you really need some help fast. What are some of the things that a boater could do?
Well, you always count noses first. Make sure everybody's accounted for. Then if there's injuries, you triage the injuries and obviously apply for the first aid that you're aware of or capable of applying as quickly as possible. Once everybody's breathing and all is well, and depending on the severity of accidents, you may want to get on the radio on channel 16 and call for help, or you may want to treat the injuries if they're minor in nature before you call for help. But the big one is having that VHF marine band radio with you and monitoring channel 16, because if there's any weather alerts or anything that the local authorities are putting out on the waterway, it'll come over channel 16. It also provides you an opportunity to stay current on your weather, because pretty much every handheld radio and the fixed mount 25-watt VHFs have 10 channels that are totally dedicated to weather, and no matter where you're at in the country, one of those 10 channels will get you the local weather for your area, and you can stay up to the minute on what's going on in the atmosphere, so you can get a little bit ahead of it. But again, the big one is, if you need help, channel 16, there's always people out there listening and able to come out and help you if you need it.
Absolutely. I know even here on Lake of the Ozarks, many of our commercial boat operators, our cruise boats, and some of the water taxis and those, they do monitor channel 16. So if you need to get a hold of somebody, that's a way. Of course, 911 is a good one. And here in our area, and I think across the state of Missouri, we have Star 55.
Yeah.
On your phone, which goes to our Water Patrol's division headquarters up in Jeff City. So what about, online boating education classes? How do they rank in comparison to going to a class and sitting in the classroom?
Statistically, they're actually a little bit better depending on the population participating. It's kind of interesting, Bob. You and me, our generation, we kind of like to get in the classroom. We like the social interaction. We like to be able to ask specific questions and get a specific answer. That's just the way we learned growing up. But a lot of the younger crowd these days, you can't get a phone out of their hand. They actually feel like they're losing a limb if they go offline. and they've just learned in that online environment, and it's really fairly effective now. We just got through with developing new classroom education standards that are the same exact class requirements that anybody taking an online course completes. And so based on the studies that have been done, there's really no difference at all in the knowledge retention that people keep after an online class versus a classroom course. I doubt that they checked folks like me for the online piece, though they'd probably notice some difference. But
either
way, it works.
Yeah, there are some really good ones out there. They've got great video explanations, and they show some situations, nav rules, and things like that that would be important for people to learn. It's always good to take a little brush up if you've been out boating for a while, but still get a little brush up class as well. Ed, last question, I guess, is where can somebody get some more information on recreational boating safety through the Coast Guard?
Well, always uscgboating.org. That's the Coast Guard's website, uscgboating, all run together, .org. Or they can go to uscg.mil/D8 and go down to the prevention division and then just follow the links into recreational boating. That's my page here at the 8th Coast Guard District. Or they can go onto the search engine of choice and just type in recreational boating. There's a variety of different non-governmental organizations out there, like Boat US or some folks like the Power Squadron or the Coast Guard Auxiliary. There's tremendous resources out there that provide unlimited amounts of information, a lot that you can download or print out with respect to all aspects of boating safety and education and fun things to do when you get out on the water.
Designate a captain. Don't go down with the ship. Make sure you've got a sober captain driving your boat.
Oh, absolutely. And pay attention. I mean, you know, operator inattention, again, we talked about it a little earlier, number one cause, along with alcohol, number one contributing factor. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting statistic. I look at numbers a lot. And it seems like folks that are in a boat where there's a casualty, particularly a fatal casualty, where the operator is been drinking and alcohol is the major contributing factor. In the fatal accidents, it's the passengers that perish, whereas if they're not drinking, it's the operator that perishes. And so what that tells me is that when people are driving around on the water drinking, there's typically more than one or two people in the boat, and that's the reason that the casualties always tend to be the passengers. So the bottom line of all this is if alcohol is in the boat, towards your point, keep that skipper sober. Probably not a bad idea to keep somebody else sober just in case they get hurt, injured, sick, or whatever. But really, the best time for the alcohol is at the end of the day when you're back at the dock, back at the house, or in the backyard having your barbecue. We always encourage people to boat sober because you just really never know what's going to happen. And we all react a lot more quickly when we're sober.
Absolutely. Ed Huntsman, United States Coast Guard, Recreational Boating Safety out of New Orleans. Great talking to you again. We do appreciate all you do for District 8. And keep up the good work, Ed.
Thanks, Bob. You take care and you all stay safe out there. Wear that life jacket.
Are you courteous with your boat wake? This is Captain Matt Walls with the Water Patrol Division. That is a question boaters need to ask themselves, especially when operating a vessel capable of creating a large wake. In ideal conditions, boats should operate at idle speed, or when you can safely do so, on plane. For most boats, plowing is that transitional speed between idle and on plane when a boat creates an excessive wake. Continuous plowing should be avoided, particularly near docks and in coves. Please join the Highway Patrol in making our roadways and waterways safe.
If you're on a dock or shore and someone in the water says they're being shocked, what do you do? Safe Electricity urges don't jump in. Throw them a float, urge them to swim away from anything that could be energized, and try to turn off the source of the power quickly. Do not get in yourself. Jumping into energized water could make you a victim too. Learn more about electric shock drowning at safeelectricity.org.
And just a quick reminder that Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is mobile friendly. You can listen on your smartphone by dialing in krmsradio.com. The live stream will start automatically. You can also listen at any time going back to our archives, which is at bobsnowakezone.com. Click on the on-demand doc box to find a listing of all the shows. Hey, we're going to talk some fuel safety, fuel at the gas dock safety with Angie Cook from Marine Max coming up next. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM over at Allori, 104.9 FM Osage Beach, and a live streaming audio. Be right back.
This is Cale Grauer, Business Development Manager for Hydro Hoist Marine Group. There's more of Bob's No Wake Zone Boat Radio Show coming up.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Get away to where the boat is from. It takes away love your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in a blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat is, Jimmy.
Gotta have some fuel to do that. We're not fueling around here. We're gonna do some fuel dock safety with Angie Cook from Marine Max, the Marina Operations Manager there, in just a moment as Bob's No Wake Zone. Boating Radio Show continues here on a Saturday morning. Well, that's Zach Brown Band, by the way, and where the boat leaves from. Well, if you don't have a boat, you can rent one from our friends at Iguana Water Sports. They've got speed boats and PWCs. They've got fishing boats and tritunes, of course, party boats as well. The accessories to go along with it to have a great day out on the lake. They have three locations around Lake of the Ozarks. The Bagnell Dam Strip is their headquarters at the 1 mile marker. You'll also find them near the Grand Glaze Bridge, right there by Topsider, and also on the North Shore at the 5.5 mile marker in Rocky Mount. But there's only one place you need to go for reservations, and for more information, iguanawatersports.com. That's I-G-U-A-N-A, watersports.com. Or if you need to, you can just give them a phone call, 888-365-2399, 888-365-2399. Helpful reservationists are standing by to take your phone call. And again, you can get more information off the website. Advanced reservations suggested, iguanawatersports.com. I have before me two books, one from the Missouri Boating Laws and Responsibilities, the other from the Boater's Guide to Federal Regulations for Recreational Boaters from the United States Coast Guard. I also have in front of me Angie Cook, Marina Operations Manager at Marine Max. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, summer's underway, and I thought it'd be a good time to talk about fueling your boat when you pull up to the gas dock to get fuel. So let's talk a little bit about some of the precautions that boaters should make when it comes to pulling up to the Marine Max fuel dock to get filled up. What are some of those kind of four or five things that you recommend?
You know, one of the big things is watch what's around you. You know, on a busy day at the fuel dock, there are boats coming and going all the time. So really pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to the way the wind direction is going. You know, we have flags out at the end of our gas dock that show which ways the wind is blowing, so that can affect your ability to dock. Naturally, going too fast and trying to dock, you're just asking for problems when doing that. Take your time. Don't panic. You know, most of the time I've got staff out there to help you. Just be patient. You know, you'll get in eventually if it's windy. You know, we may have to try a different slip. But, you know, on those busy days, on those windy days, the one thing I advise you to is not panic.
Yeah, a lot of people are in a hurry. You know, they're trying to get in and get out and get back on the water and have some more fun. But taking your time is important. The people that work on a gas dock here they go through some training. Of course, you have some returning dock workers that have gone through the training before, but there's some refresher. But what somebody new that's coming on staff to work at a gas dock, what are some of the things that they learn?
You know, I work through the first few shifts with them to make sure that they understand how important safety is at the gas dock. Bad things happen very fast if you don't pay attention to what you're doing. Watch your fingers, watch your toes. Don't try to stop a large vessel if it looks like it's going to hit the dock. You know, most boats weigh 10 to 20,000 pounds, and there's no way one of my staff members is going to be able to keep it from hitting if it's going too fast or if it's really in a bad spot. Boats can be fixed, docks can be fixed, limbs and appendages not so easily.
At the gas dock, of course, Marine Max has the Valtech fuel systems that they put in, the marine fuels, not only in the gas but also in the diesel. So what are some of the advantages of the Valtech fuel?
The Valtech basically is a product that is specifically designed for marine engines. You know, in gasoline boats, it helps prevent any ethanol problems had you maybe gotten ethanol gas somewhere else. It stabilizes it. It contains a cleanser, a degreaser. It just helps to keep your boat running a little bit better. And it also does improve your fuel efficiency after, you know, using it for a while. And with the diesel Valvetech, it contains a biocide, which is, as we all know or may not know, the ultra low sulfur that we use on the water has a tendency sometimes to grow bacteria, and that helps that from happening.
You know, one of the most important things that boat operators should know is that blower fan, if you have one, which you should if you have an enclosed motor, those need to be run, and all your hatches and doors and all that need to be closed before you start fueling. And then after you're done fueling, doing the sniff test is real important. You know, I sometimes can't smell as well as my first mate can, so get her down in there, let her lift the lid up and take a sniff and just make sure there's no fumes down in there. Run that blower for about 4 minutes. That's the recommendation from both Missouri Water Patrol and the Coast Guard. Make sure that that's done. Any kind of specialized training that that you provide for your staff here?
You know, we do have an in-house guideline and safety guidelines that we follow through, and all of my staff members must read and sign off on each year. We also try and schedule a time with the fire department to have them come down here and do a refresher course with the staff members on fire extinguisher usage. Fire extinguishers aren't that hard to use, but how many people have never used one in their life? You know, so it's more just getting comfortable with having to use one should the need ever arise.
One of the safety precautions that you require here at the dock, and the dock girls will make sure that the operators of the boats know, what are some of those things?
One of our policies here at Marine Max is that once you do pull in and you tie off, in order for my staff to begin fueling, we ask that they turn everything off. Engines off, generators off, blowers need to be turned off before we fuel. You know, I know there's some confusion or, you know, different preferences as far as, do you leave the blower on, do you leave it off? Our policy here is that you do have it off. You know, my concern is if there's going to be a problem with the boat, I'd rather it happen after my fuel nozzle is away from the boat.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, leaving the blower on while you're fueling pulls those fumes in through the boat, which is probably not a good idea. So shutting everything off, including your blowers, as you are fueling, and then kick them back on. You know, give it 4 or 5 minutes afterwards to make sure everything's clear.
You know, what I like to tell everybody here is once we're done fueling, go ahead and turn the blower on. Then you come in and you pay your tab. You know, by the time you get back out there, you've had it on long enough to where you can just get in the boat and go.
All right, very good. Angie, what are the fuel dock hours these days?
Our fuel dock is open Sunday through Thursday from 9 to 5, and we are open on Friday and Saturday from 9 to 6.
All right, 16.5-mile marker. You'll see the big Marine Max signs at the end of the dock. Come on in and see us. Still this summer, you know, we've still got plenty of time for people that might be looking for a slip or dry storage. You still have some available?
We do. You know, if you're interested, you know, please give me a call or stop by the marina. I'd love to show you what we have to offer or take you through on a tour of the facility.
And if they are not able to come down or like more information on the web?
You can call me at 573-365-5382, or you can find us on the web at marinemax.com.
The proceeding was a paid infomercial.
This is Mary Ann Jensen, and I am a rear commander with the United States Power Squadrons. Thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
There's nothing more fun than going boating with friends.
We were all out having a good time when all of a sudden, my best friend's hat flew off, and without thinking, he jumped in the water to retrieve it. When we turned the boat around, he seemed to be struggling to keep his head above the water. We all started yelling, "Pull the cord! Pull the cord!"
I pulled the cord and my life was saved. I was wearing a belt-type inflatable life jacket, the wisest decision I ever made.
Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Leading the boat lift industry for more than five decades, it's the market originator, the industry innovator, Hydro Hoist Boat Lifts. And you'll find them all over the place, overseas in Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, New Zealand, Australia, and the Middle East. You can get a hold of Kale, C-A-L-E, at boatlift.com if you're over there listening today or anytime. Here in the States, of course, we have our very own Joanne Clark right here in Lynn Creek. That's Hydro Hoist of the Ozarks, featuring the HP Extreme, the PWC platforms that everybody is raving about. They've got the new Ultra Lift heavy-duty model for docks that are in rough water. If you have a dock in rough water, this lift will take care of you. But get a hold of Joanne Clark. She's their area manager right here, right on the highway, Highway 54 between Osage Beach and Camdenton. jclark@boatlift.com is the email address, or you can give her a call at 573-346-7505. And that bell signifies we are out of time for today's program. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking with Amber Grisham about Support the Troops Poker Run coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about Operation Drywater. And we're also going to start our series talking about the Glock Performance Shootout. Ken Little will be with us next week. Hey, have a great weekend on Lake of the Ozarks, wherever you might be. And thank you so much for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. U.S. Coast Guard Master Captain and a member of the National Association of Charter Boat Operators. And we'll see you next week, same time, same boat channel, right here on KRMS Osage Beach.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.